It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
And we're going bluegrass today with Kenny Rohrer, a longtime host of Back to the Blue Ridge on WVTF Public Radio in Roanoke, Virginia. Kenny, welcome back.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I'm glad y'all invited me back.
Well,
I appreciate it.
It is great to have you back and have some bluegrass music as we get deep into the summer here and some new artists performing. And let's start with this musician, Kitty Amaral. And here is the song Tennessee Mountain Fox Chase. And that's Kitty playing the fiddle there.
It certainly is. And that young lady is 12 years old, believe
wow.
it or not.
Wow.
She's a regular listener to our show, superb fiddler. And one of the things I try to do on the show about every week is play something by some of the younger artists, in addition, of course, the established bands, but young folks who've gotten interested in bluegrass and old-time music. And she is a superb young old-time fiddler. 12 years old, been listening to our show since she was 8.
And she's been playing the violin since she was 4, we read.
Absolutely, yeah. And that Tennessee Mountain Fox Chase that she's doing is fabulous because you hear her imitate with the fiddle the sounds of the yelping fox hounds on the trail of the fox. What a great job she does with that.
Are a lot of young people getting into bluegrass at this point in 2015?
I'm seeing more and more young folks getting into bluegrass and old-time music. You know, we're this area of Virginia and West Virginia and the Piedmont of North Carolina, Virginia, is kind of to bluegrass and old-time music what New Orleans is to jazz and what Chicago is to blues. We probably have more banjo pickers and fiddlers per square foot than about any part of the country. If we're going to keep this music going, then we've got to get young people involved.
Absolutely. Well, and there's a young fiddler. Let's get to a young banjo picker. This is Corbin Haislett. Here is Darling Cora. Now, how old is Corbin Haislett? Not 12.
He's either 20 or 21. I think maybe 20. He has been on our show as a guest when he was probably 14 or 15 years old. Fabulous young banjo player, and he won a contest to get to play on that particular CD called Orthophonic Joy. And boy, what a powerhouse clawhammer banjo player he is, and fine singer as well, too, one of the best, and can play all kinds of styles of banjo as well. And he's the kind of musician that gives you hope for this music, that it's going to be people like Corbin and Kitty and Daniel Greason and others who keep this music going for us down the road.
Well, let's get to another one that you wanted us to hear. This is the fiddle player Daniel Greason, and here is the song Roanoke. That is some fast finger work.
I'll tell you, and that young man knows how to play a fiddle. He's a high school student, believe it or not, in Guilford County, North Carolina, in the Piedmont, North Carolina, Greensboro. And boy, does he know how to pull a bow. And he's one of those people that could play Fire on the Mountain and you could smell the leaves burning, you know, that kind of talent that he has. And that tune, of course, was written here in Roanoke, Virginia, as a tribute to Roanoke, written by the father of bluegrass himself, Bill Monroe. And here it is in the hands of a young man. I think he was 15 when he made that record. And boy, does he know how to fiddle.
Is the new bluegrass music that you're hearing really inspired by the old bluegrass music, or are these young artists trying to do something different?
Well, yes and no. Some of them are trying to do something different, but some of them go back to the roots of the music, and that's what has inspired them, what got them going. I think Daniel Greason plays it pretty straight, much in the Kenny Baker tradition, who, of course, was fiddler with Bill Monroe for 28 years. And Daniel Greason is following the tradition. He's very much in the traditional style of that music.
Well, we have time for one more, and this is from a more established group. This is Big Country Bluegrass, and here is the Cotton Mill Song.
While living at home when I was just a child, every day my heart was filled with joy. No cares did I feel. Mother called us in from fields while Daddy worked that. Before we all were fed, Daddy thanked the Lord for bread he made from that old cotton mill.
And we hear there about Daddy going to work at the cotton mill and coming home. Is work the topic of a lot of bluegrass music, or what are they singing about mostly?
Well, it work very often. Of course, there's dance music, love songs, event ballads. But work songs, whether it's working in the coal mines or working in the cotton mills, reflect the local culture and the lives of the people here. And that song was written by a guy named Jerry Jones, whose family worked in the Dan River Mills in Danville, Virginia. And, you know, we're a part of what used to be the Cotton Belt. It sounds like a yarn, but it stretched all the way from Lynchburg, Virginia, down into central Alabama, and employed thousands of people in the 1920s. Well, in Danville, Virginia, 1950, we had 12,000 people who worked in Dan River Mills that you hear Big Country Bluegrass singing about. And now those mills are closed, completely gone, and many of them have been torn down. So it's a time that does not exist anymore and will not exist anymore, I suspect. But it celebrates the employment that the mills gave the people here in the Piedmont.
But you're not hearing a lot of bluegrass songs about working in the Apple store or, you know, anything like that.
No, and I doubt we're going to. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe it will somewhere down the road, but I don't see it anytime soon. You're absolutely right, Jeremy.
Well, Kenny, as you travel around the country, do you find that people all over the place have a love of bluegrass music, or is it really nowhere is it loved more than where you are in Southwest Virginia?
Well, we're the fertile crescent of bluegrass and old-time music. I mean, we're in the heartland of it, but you find it everywhere. I mean, one of the great bluegrass groups around today is from upstate New York, the Gibson Brothers. You have the Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia in Canada, that great bluegrass band. I remember being on a subway in Prague, the Czech Republic, several years ago with some of my students, and there was a guy carrying a guitar case there. And, of course, I don't speak Czech, and he did not speak English especially well. But I walked over to the guy when I saw a guitar case, and I said, "You play guitar?" And he said, "Yes, dobro, bluegrass music." I thought, wow. There you go. It's
all
everywhere.
The way to the
it's
Czech
everywhere.
Republic.
Yeah.
Kenny Rohrer, longtime host of Back to the Blue Ridge on WVTF Public Radio in Roanoke, Virginia. You can check out their Facebook page at facebook.com/backtotheblueridge. Kenny, thank you so much.
Thank you. We do appreciate it.
And if you're just joining us, you are not listening to Car Talk. This is Here and Now, but we're listening here to Grigsby's Hornpipe, performed by Seth Swingle. You can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.